Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.
Thank you for being brave. Yeah. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being brave.
Y'all ready to get this thing started? Y'all ready to get crunk?
Ayo, hold up, stop.
It's the one and only
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Ooh, I'm up and about because...
I'm up and about too. I was just reading about the US figure skater who's come out of retirement. US figure skater Alyssa Liu.
Oh, Liu.
Yes, Liu. She retired in 2 years ago, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, she's come back out of retirement. Yeah, she's decided...
After retirement? She must have been, what, 60 or something?
No, she's come out of retirement at the age of 18.
She retired at 16.
She started representing her country at 13. She won, she was the youngest woman to win a US champ. She represented the US at the 2022 Olympics, then she retired. Now she's back, guys.
Is she?
She's back.
Oh, just in time for the Paris Olympics.
Just in time for adults.
Oh, sorry. What do you reckon? That's the Summer Olympics.
What do you reckon she did?
In her retirement.
Was the idea to go and have a
take
childhood?
Take a camper van around the... Around the country, maybe.
I just... What do you do? Yeah, did VCE and then...
You'd go to warmer areas, you know, when you get old, you need the warmer climate.
Oh, for your bones.
For your bones.
Well, it's good to have her back.
Yes,
because,
what's coming up on the show today?
Only the best thing that's ever happened to me.
You say that every week.
I do not. What is
it? Is this the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Potentially, who is it? You'll find out next.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, I don't want the show to peak too early, but I am kicking us off with a bang because yesterday, the best thing that has ever happened to me in my life.
So I feel like we need full disclosure and full context before you continue this break because what? You say, in fact, I went and did a bit of digging around because I feel like I'd heard that phrase before. You've said in the last, like, 6 weeks alone, lots of times that you've had the best thing ever happen to you.
No. In my years on this planet, this is the best thing that has ever happened to me.
That
is the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And I thought, this is just the best thing that's ever happened in my life. This morning I experienced actual joy. The best thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
So now that you've heard that.
That's AI.
That's
you. Does this rank as the best thing that's ever happened to you?
No, it's just the best. I have new best things often, apparently.
Okay. All right. So what's the latest best thing to happen to you?
So, Bickers, like a lot of best things that ever happened to people, this was at a magic show. I was at the Adelaide Fringe and I went to the Maho Magic Bar and look, they said to me afterwards, I wish they'd keep it cool when I'm in there because often I go with new people and they're like, hey, you're back again. And I'm like, shut up.
How often are you going?
Well, afterwards, the bar guy said, he goes, what have you been, 15 times now?
Oh my God. In one festival or over the years?
Nah, over the years. Which I don't know if it makes it better or worse. But anyway, the magicians are unbelievable. And I was sitting there. You sit at little bars and they do close-up magic. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've taken you before. Yes. Sorry.
16th time. Yep. No, and it's awesome. They give you drinks and food and you sit there and you watch.
You're sucked away from the doldrums of everyday life for an hour and you're placed in a little wonderland and they do close-up magic and it's incredible. Well, I was sitting there and a magician came over and he pointed at me and he goes, oh. And that was it. And I was like, hey. And he goes, good to see you. I said, good to see you too. And then he started his routine and then he stopped and he goes, I have a special trick. And he goes, points to me and goes, because Tommy Little's here. And the bar, people sitting around me at the bar were confused
Did they know who you were?
A few people clapped. Yep. Mm-hmm. A couple of oldies down the end looked very perplexed. Now, I have an old bit of stand-up comedy that talks about going to a Chinese restaurant. This is the bit.
I went to a Chinese restaurant. I went with two of my best friends. We went in, we sat down. The waitress came straight over, boom, 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 three dishes in front of us. I looked at her and I said, oh, no, sorry, I haven't even looked at the menu yet. She looked down at my face and she goes, no, no, white boy, I know what you want. Yeah, I was outraged. And then I looked down at the dishes and it was satay chicken, Mongolian beef and sweet and sour pork. And I was like, you have nailed it.
And then we cut off. That laughter goes for minutes. And I found out at the time when I posted this about a year ago, that clip, I got a message from a friend who lives in China. And she said, did you know you're viral over here at the moment on, it's called Weibo or something, their chat thing is. Well, apparently this clip has also done the rounds in Japan where this magician is from.
How many views has it had now? Oh, it's hard to tell because you don't have Weibo or the other services.
No idea.
Gotta get it though.
Yeah.
But this guy's name is Shirayuri, this Japanese magician. And so he goes, Tommy Little's here. And people kind of clap, kind of sound confused. And then he looks at me and he goes, white boy, I know what you want. And then he gets his card deck out, right? And he goes, tell me when to stop three times. And so I go, stop, stop, stop on cards. And then he puts those three cards down and goes boom, boom, boom on the table. And then he gets me to flip them over and they say satay chicken, Mongolian beef, sweet and sour pork.
So he's made a trick for you.
Yes.
That's so awesome.
Yes.
How does he do that?
I don't know. But then I lose my mind and I'm like taking photos of the cards and stuff.
And everyone else still sitting around going, what is happening?
At the end of the table are like, what has happened to this show? But because I think it was the best thing that has ever happened in my life.
Of all the best things you've told us before, yeah. I think that tops the best thing.
I can't even remember the other ones.
No. That is the best thing. I don't think I've ever had anything named after me. What a trick.
Didn't we find out, haven't you had a rhino named after you?
Oh, there was a Cari rhino.
Yes.
It's in Africa.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
pretty. Is it named after you?
Not after me, no. It's just named Cari.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not as impressive when it's not named after you, is it?
It's like me saying I've got a tank engine.
Thomas.
It's not named
after. Oh, I thought you were a Thomas.
The same. Well, hey, actually, the fat controller does get it wrong sometimes, so maybe.
What would you like to take calls on?
131060, what's the best thing that ever happened to you? Or have you had something
named after you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great because I've had a furniture set before as well.
Oh, you said that.
Yes. Anyway, give us a call, 131060. What's the best thing that ever happened to you? Or have you had something named after you? Give us a call.
Cari and Tommy.
Cari and Tommy driving you home for your Monday afternoon. And on 131060, what is the best thing that ever happened to you? Or?
Yes.
Have you had something named after you?
Yes.
Because you have just told us for the first time this week, at least, the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Yes. Yes. I went and saw a magic show yesterday and the magicians are from Japan. And one of them had seen one of my bits of stand-up online and made a trick for me using the bits from my stand-up comedy routine. And for me, it was the best. For some of the other people at the show, it's a bit confusing. But for me, it was the best thing that ever happened.
What about you, Nicole? What's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well.
It's not the best thing that ever happened to me, but I had a cow named after me.
Oh, that's fun, Nickers. Was it just called Nicole?
Yes, it was. Nicole or Nick or Nikki, whatever they decided to call it on the day, each day. Yes.
And who did this lovely naming ceremony?
My relatives that live at Stewart's Point up at Kempsey.
Because they don't like you and they think you're a cow,
no,
Nicole?
No, or because they love me. Because they loved me and they wanted something that they could call me. I don't know.
Well, and
oh, that's so
and
cute.
In a lot of parts of the world, cows are the most revered animal that there is. Nickers, is there anything specific? Why did they choose that cow?
I don't know. I never got a chance to ask that question. I just went up there for a holiday and they said, oh, we've got a cow named after you out the back. And they showed me and I went, oh, isn't that cute? It was not old, so yes.
So, Nicole, for comparison, what is the best thing that's ever happened to you in your life?
The best thing that's ever happened to me in my life would be giving birth to my daughter.
Oh.
But, Nicole, you haven't had a magic trick made for you, have you?
No, I haven't, Tommy.
It's
kind of
like pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
And to be it is.
Just as tricky.
Thank you, Nicole. Ripper. G'day, Gary.
How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Have you had
something? We caught you in the middle of something, Gary.
No, I just wasn't ready.
Yeah,
that's what I mean, yeah.
No, I've had the big M named after, with my name on it, Gary. So not just after me, but there's a name on it.
Oh, do they have lots of names on them?
No, it just had Gary. It was a one-off thing they did, and they even painted the big M at the Melbourne Showgrounds with Gary on it.
Did they?
And did the Gary look like you or just a generic Gary?
Just a generic Gary. Yeah. But I had one R, so it was spelt right.
Yeah, that's good. How often do people get it wrong and go with two R's?
Yeah, a bit. They ask you.
Yeah, they ask.
Gary, what is the best thing that's ever happened in your life?
Oh, look, I'd have to say having kids as well. They've kept me young.
Yeah.
Have you
kept
had it?
You young?
Oh, well, I'm a bit old. It was about 30 years ago, over 30 years ago when I'd done the big M.
Have they aged you, Carrie? Is that why?
I reckon they age a lot of people. I reckon you get greys once you have kids pretty quickly.
Did you get greys before?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And we've got Kerry. G'day, Kerry.
Hello, it's Kerry, the rhino.
Oh, Kerry.
Oh, my God.
Kerry. Because, Kerry, you mentioned before there was a rhino named Kerry in another part of the world. Where are you from, Kerry?
Are you talking to me or the actual Kerry?
Oh, sorry. I'm talking to the rhino Kerry, the guest on the show.
I'm from Africa.
Oh, okay. And Kerry wasn't
Where
sure.
Where were you originally from, though?
Still Africa.
No. You must be a different one because the Kerry I know was originally from Adelaide, the rhino Kerry.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Adelaide. Adelaide, Africa. I get my A's mixed up.
Yes, me too. And Kerry,
I'm a bit horny, so it's really... in the way of the brain sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
Which staff member is this?
Gary, I know what you're talking
Sammy's
about.
Sammy's not there. I can't see it.
Stop ruining the magic.
No, it's not.
Gary, stop ruining. Gary, the rhino, Gary the Bickmore was unsure if the rhino was named after
her. No, I know it's not. You were unsure.
Rhino, Gary, do you know if you were named after Gary?
Oh, I definitely am, and I'm very nervous talking to my namesake.
Any questions for your namesake?
I was just going to tell Kerry I've got a very thick skin, so if she's got anything to say to me, I can handle it.
You got big hoofs.
Have you got what? Hoofs?
Can I tell you a joke, Kerry?
Hoofs. Do you want to hear the rhino's
got
joke?
Big feet. I was trying to offend him.
Hoofs.
Oh.
I don't think rhinos have hoofs, do they?
What have they got?
They got feet. Yeah, feet.
Just feet, just like you.
Yeah, like you, Kerry.
Big feet. They just like gonna, me. Yeah. What's a joke? Give me a joke, Rhino Kerry.
Why did the rhino cross the road?
Well, something to do with the zebras.
Say, just say why.
To get to the other safari.
Thank you, Rhino Kerry.
Gary and Tommy, for your drive home, thanks to the all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X with a new striking and sleek design. Charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.
I didn't realise how terrifying I am. Well, I've just discovered a little bit about what went on behind the scenes after that last call break.
Yes, well, we had a rhino call into the show. Thank you to all our animals who listen and call in. It's always appreciated, and Kerry loves hearing from you.
I don't.
Despite saying this not that long ago.
Pippa's got a demand.
On, so you
I
can see her
never
eyes.
Want to ever speak to our producer pretending to be an animal or a toolbox or anything ever again in my entire broadcast life.
And so,
because there was this phase
that was vague.
The whole team went through where they were pretending to be items and they'd call in. Anyway, it's a new year, and thank God you all took my message and you haven't gone and done any silly little sketch like that.
No, because sometimes you don't know what's good for you. And and I went outside. The bit you missed is I went outside the studio and I grabbed our boss Jez and I said, "Hey, quick, get on the phone. You're a rhino." And the look that came across his face, I said, "You'll carry the rhino, just do it." And he went, oh. And then I've never seen him, and he seriously pitched this to me. He goes, "Actually, bro, Everyone else has had a go.
We have. Yes. Pip has done it. I've done it. And Carrie's done it.
And he said it to me like it was an exciting career opportunity for him.
And is that why he got our young producer, Sam, to step up and be Rhino Carrie?
That's right. And you were excellent, Sammy.
You were really good, Sammy. But I'm just more excited that you all took my message. Often I say things and I think you don't listen to me. And you clearly heard that loud and clear last year.
Oh, the amount
not for
of,
long though, because we did just do it again.
The amount of bullying, the fear that goes over young Pippa's face when I say, "Hey Pippa, there's a whale in the news." Pippa goes, "No."
Is that the sound she makes?
What do you mean?
What's a whale?
No.
Come on, guys.
I led you there. Carrie, thank you, Jesse.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Be Monday, Arvo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because a lot is known about Gina Rinehart. Mainly her wealth is the first thing you think of. But did you know she knows how to throw a party?
Does she?
Did you know this, Bickers?
No. What's the party for that she's throwing?
For her 70th.
Oh, she's 70.
She had it. Yes. It'd be weird to have a 70th if she wasn't, I guess.
No.
But yes, I didn't really think of that either. But good to see you really highlighted her age as the sisterhood does so well.
I don't think I could have put an age on her.
I can. 70. She had a party. and she got some big stars.
Who rocked up?
So she got Guy Sebastian to perform.
Oh.
And as you know, because you would have Guy Sebastian belting out choir or something.
Oh.
Well, you know what
I
she
love
got him
Guy.
To perform.
I've always thought if I had a party, I'd have Guy there.
She got him to perform to get everyone up and about to perform the national anthem. Hit the dance floor, boys! How good.
He would have put a Guy spin on it, though. Would have been like a jazz version.
Oh,
I could have danced to it.
And I tell you what, if that wasn't getting people, you can't even click to it.
I can't click very well. Yeah.
Or in time. So if the people, if the party is not at fever pitch by this stage, well, bring on the MC for the night.
Who's the MC?
Perth Ward Mayor Basil Zemplis.
Oh, Baz.
A bit of Baz.
I used to work with Baz. I should be at this party. I love all these people at this party.
You know how big a do this was? Hey. Peter Dutton, he made a 9-hour round trip just to spend 40 minutes there, which I reckon was enough.
Yeah.
after you've had that, all that fun, then, hang on, it's not over. The performances are not over.
I said Maya should be there a bit soon in the chat.
the performances aren't done, Biggers.
Who else performed?
So a lot of people attended were wearing their Rossi boots. I assume Poise. I assume it's her company.
Right.
And they enjoyed, and this is what I want, after I'm at fever pitch, sit back and watch a horse show that is backed.
Were there whips, though?
By the man from Snowy River.
Ooh.
Oh, Margaret, back to the dance floor, please. Don't you go anywhere.
Get around this.
This is a bit I felt
I've always
like
wanted to crack a whip.
Yeah. I did.
Remember when Barbara Joyce used to do it in Parliament?
Yeah.
why are you stopping halfway through?
Everybody's missing the show, the visual show as well. You're almost giving yourself whiplash with your neck. Watch. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Watch. yes, Rossi Boots. She does own Rossi Boots, so it's good to have that confirmed. I feel like this bit was a bit unfair to point out. Her 70th birthday was celebrated with multiple chocolate cakes.
It's 70. You can have as many chocolate cakes as you want.
Don't shame.
But why are you
woman?
Having multiple chocolate? I mean, are they different flavours? There better be a white one in there.
She looks good. Let her eat cake. Bloody hell, she works hard. So it wasn't just the people in attendance that got to enjoy this. Because if you think being live here was something, well, how about being forced to watch it on a video link, which were provided for her staff
like
in the live stream? Yep, in the Pilbara at farms and stations across Australia. These aren't my words. I'm reading them off the news article. Across Australia and the company's Brisbane office, as well as overseas, including Phnom Penh, where it says, in quotation marks, where Miss Rinehart's Cambodian daughters appeared to inspire us all. And then it says the event was greatly enjoyed with one staffer who attended, so on the books, so it's going to be impartial. The best night of my life.
Oh, stop.
They've never had a night before. They've never had another night in their life.
Or maybe that was just something, he wasn't there. He was just doing something else.
It was a night off.
It just said one staffer said it was the best night of his life. Maybe because everyone else had to go, but he didn't.
Here's what I want to know. On 131060, when did they spend a fortune on something and it sucked? Because they've got all the money in the world and they've forked out a lot for this. I mean, they've bought more than one cake.
But it's not for your – it's that party's not for you. It's for people in their 70s. So maybe they'd love that. What? Do you know what I mean? Like it's your not Sorry, the right target
I love
market.
Our national anthem and it has a great place in our society. But for a party? Because?
Put a beat behind it.
I don't even just go toying with the anthem.
Actually, that's a good question. Can you change the anthem in any way?
Oh, my God, there's DJ Queef in the room.
This is a fun chat.
I just thought about it. I thought, can
you? What about the Constitution? What can you do with that?
Just rewrite it. Check whatever you want in there.
Yeah, where does that? What are the kind of legal?
Good national anthem.
Can we get a lawyer on? Carrie, you should have been at this party. 131060. When did they spend a fortune on something and it sucked? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And on 131060, what did they spend a fortune on and it sucked?
Yes, which of course is not what Gina Reinhart's 70th was about because that was wonderful. I mean,
it was the best night of one of her staffers' life, apparently.
Yes, that's someone on the books that he's been paid to say that.
Give us a rundown again, just a quick rundown of the party.
She got people up and about because she got Guy Sebastian there, but to play their national anthem. So, yeah, party time. And if that didn't whip them into a frenzy, we had Perth Ward Mayor Basil Zemplis on duties as MC. And then you had to sit down and watch a horse show backed by the music, The Man from Snowy River. And if that wasn't good enough, live, it was video linked to all the staff at the Pilbara across Australia and the company's Brisbane office, as well as overseas, including Phnom Penh.
Weren't you telling us earlier in the day about an event that was an absolute disaster or something that all this money had been spent on? The Wonka thing.
The Wonka thing.
What was that?
Yes, I want to bring you the Wonka thing.
Okay,
hopefully
but on another day.
Yeah.
Because
that
feels like this, a lot of expense.
No, there was no expense on that. Anyway,
oh, wasn't there?
It's another, it's okay. Yeah. You've thrown the cart off the tracks, Gary.
was the producer Sammy said, bring that up.
Don't blame him.
Sorry, no, that's my bad. I'll comp that one.
No.
Rhino, Carrie.
No, Carrie should know not to just say what Sammy says.
Especially Mr. Concussion.
Yeah, I know. He hasn't been the same, has he? No, he has not been the same.
We're going to speak to Todd.
He was a bit slow before.
Which concussion are we talking
about?
Todd,
but after Todd, I want to bring you also.
I was going to speak to Pippa.
Sorry. Either way, at the end.
We had a plan.
Okay. I just want to bring you a bit of audio of Fergie.
Did Sammy give this to you?
Not now, at the end, singing, because I was asking before whether you were allowed to jazz up an anthem.
Yes.
Whether you could jazz up the Australian anthem or if that was against the protocol of the Australian anthem. And these guys to my left here, producer,
yes,
was telling me how Fergie jazzed up the anthem at the NBA. And it didn't go down very well, so I'm going to play that for you in a minute.
Are you hooking to what's happening in a minute?
I'm really just telling you to give me time to play.
Just play it now.
No, talk to Pip.
Oh, that's what I wanted
okay,
to do.
Okay, yeah, let's chat to Pip.
Producer Pippa, when did they spend money and it sucked?
So I'm also a wedding celebrant.
Yes.
And
Hitched by Pip.
Oh, thank
There's
you,
There's a plug for you.
And the bride and groom spent thousands of dollars on a cage of butterflies to be released at the end of the ceremony.
Wonderful. Worked out beautiful.
Beautiful. Except all the butterflies were dead.
When they opened the cage.
Yeah, I picked it up to open the door of the cage and literally one flew out and there were a whole bunch of
I feel like I've seen vision before of that, but with the doves. Oh. Where they fly out and they all start landing on the ground.
Do you know what I've seen? When I was in Edinburgh for the Fringe Festival, they do the military, it's called the Tattoo, which is at the big Edinburgh Castle.
Yes.
And as part of that, they released some doves. But also to celebrate, they set off the cannons.
Oh, no.
And they shot cannons from the doves. G'day, Todd.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. What did they spend money on that sucked?
My sister's wedding. It was at a really, really nice, fancy place.
Yeah.
But the drink was just crap. And we had to get there around midday.
Yeah.
And then canapes were served around 5 o'clock.
Oh my God.
And there were so few and far between. And then food came out around 8:30 or 9. Like we were just starving. I had to take the kids down the road.
But you were starving. Wouldn't you have also been pretty
sorry?
Were you pretty drunk by then as well?
Yeah, I was drunk, but it was hard to get drunk because the drink was so terrible.
Did your sister know that you didn't like her wedding, Todd?
No, I told her it was amazing.
Do we have time for one me to play you, Fergie?
We have to.
Absolutely decimating the anthem at the NBA. Have a listen. For the land of the free. Wait, this is my favourite bit. And the
home of the very breathy.
Make the anthem sexy. I told you it was worth the wait.
With the basketball.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and what's coming up is so exciting, you might just shit yourself.
Yes.
Funny. Shitty time still to come. Also, which pop superstar broke up with her boyfriend because of Christian Bale? I will tell you later in the show. But up next, one of my favourite shows from the 90s has saved a woman's life. I always dreamed of using something from this show to save my own life.
90210.
No, I did love that show though. It wasn't very life-saving though.
Okay.
No, but I will tell you about it next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon.
Oh, my sister growing up, she had the biggest crush on MacGyver.
MacGyver.
He was the little fictional problem-solving guy who could get you out of any spot of bother that you were in.
Give him a bit of duct tape and a twizzle stick.
A bobby pin.
He was a little bobby bit old better. For me, bobby pin.
I don't think I've ever seen MacGyver. I'm just going to
He's a handsome man.
His short shorts,
handsome.
I imagine?
Handsome. I don't remember Simpsons, short shorts. Yeah, he had a mullet, but it wasn't like a mullet in a traditional sense of a mullet. It was in like a hot mullet
was it
sense
Bob
of a mullet.
Was it Bob Sellers or something? Have I got that wrong?
Rob, no. What was his name?
Rob Selleck. Was it him?
Was that him? That wasn't him.
Yeah.
What was his name? That's a very good question.
I'm trying to spell MacGyver when you've never seen
him. MacGyver. Oh, are you Googling him?
MacGyver.
Anyway, he was a bit young for me, but I always watched it with my sister.
Well, guess what? Because there's been a reboot, so you can rewatch. There's now a young man doing it.
Show me.
That's the young MacGyver.
Oh, he looks a lot like the old MacGyver.
Richard Dean Anderson.
That's Richard Dean Anderson. Dickie. And he used to get
Dickie Dean Ando.
He was amazing. Anyway, an academic at a university in Cambridge used to love MacGyver as well, and she reckons MacGyver saved her life because she got trapped in the bathroom of a medieval tower for 7 hours at the university. So she was in this medieval building, 16th century.
Old Toffee University.
Yeah. Yep. The former Queen's College rooms of the 16th century philosopher Erasmus.
Oh, was that Rasso's room?
And she went into the bathroom and it had thick walls and heavy wooden doors and no windows in the bathroom. And then it shut. And she couldn't get out. And she said that was like a Friday or Thursday. And she said no one was expected back there till Monday when it was due to be cleaned. And she was like trying to work out how long a person can survive on just water. And she was like, I think I might die in here. So she was like, what would MacGyver do? So she used an eyeliner, like brush, and a cotton bud she had to fashion like a little funny little hook out of the earbud. And after 7 hours of using those two little items to pick at this lock, she managed to unlock the door and got herself out.
Because that is amazing.
Isn't it?
I will say, do you know what I reckon MacGyver would have done, particularly in the reboot? Just called someone.
Nah, not with your eyeliner. No,
nah.
He just got his makeup bag open. He looked in and he went, shall I use the mascara? No, not
hang
today.
Hang on, my phone's ringing. I'll just silence that so I can focus on the
distractions.
But it made me think because I was talking to a friend on the weekend and my dad was saying how he gets quite claustrophobic now and he hates being in bathrooms. He won't go in a bathroom unless it's got like a slidey lock. He doesn't like the turny locks. He likes a slidey lock. And my friend was saying how someone she knows got trapped in a lift at work on a Friday and no one was due back till the Monday and he stayed in the lift. No one came. He was in the lift for 4 days.
Apparently
he tried everything and he couldn't get out and he had to obviously do what you do in there, do everything in there. But I honestly, this is how dumb I am. I thought you would have died of dehydration in that time, drinking.
You know
for
when
days.
You walk into a lift and it's clear someone's farted and it's repulsive. Imagine going into that lift after you've been in there for 4 days.
But if you're
days.
Not eating much, maybe it's not coming out a lot.
Do you reckon less? Yeah.
But can you go 4 days without drinking?
Well, he did, obviously.
Yeah. But that's what I was questioning her story.
Oh, well, I question how no one's coming in 4 days. Like, because
it's an office building.
But again, lifts have emergency buttons.
Mm.
Well, she said everyone had gone for the day. Oh, here we go. Producers have said, as a general rule of thumb, a person can survive without water for about 3 days.
Oh, they were touch and go.
Touch and go.
Yes.
He needed a MacGyver in his life.
Didn't he?
He did. Or a university academic called Christina Ilko.
Well done, Ilko.
I want to know, when did you do a MacGyver? When did you get your little MacGyver on and you managed to fashion up something and get yourself out of a sticky situation?
Great.
Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Monday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And I'm 131060.
Cambridge academic Dr. Christina Ilko didn't lose control.
No.
She kept her cool.
She MacGyvered.
And she MacGyvered her way out of a 16th century castle toilet.
Yes. Which I also was listening to that. That would have good soundproofing.
It would.
Yeah, like some modern hotels could take a leaf out of the old 16th century
Although,
toilet doors.
Wouldn't they be like quite a long drop? Like if you're upstairs.
Oh, I assume they've plumbed it now.
Yep.
I don't think they've left
it echoing all the way down.
As was. We're going to do anything to the castle? Nah. Nah.
No, but you go to some of those old unis and they are freezing and they're still pretty old school.
I'll be honest.
Like those old churches. You go to old churches and they like honestly. And
you're saying
this
to me like I'm
when I went around the UK, I went to some old towns and went into some old churches and they have barely changed in that time. They were built so well back in the day that everything from the tiling to the like the stained glass.
No,
they're
still rocking a long drop though.
Yeah, and they have electricity.
Some plumbing.
No, I'm sure they have electricity.
Oh no, we've just learned it. Carrie's just gone out the back and had a burn.
I know. Well, this is like when she.
This is what you do, guys.
Remember when she went on the display toilet at Bunnings?
Oh,
but
yeah.
I didn't.
We're not allowed to talk about that one on air.
Oh, it was Officeworks. Got your back, Mickers.
Good stuff.
But you MacGyvered recently. You were telling us last week how you thought there was a person in your hotel room toilet.
Locked himself in there.
And you just accidentally locked your door. And how did you get it open?
I bent over a safety pin and I crumpled it down.
Yeah.
And I picked the lock with it.
Amazing. MacGyvered it. Brooke, when did you MacGyver something?
Yes. So my fan belt in my old car was squeaking.
Yeah.
So I tried to tighten it and broke the bolt in it. So I cable tied it together.
Oh, Brookie, well done.
Oh.
Well done.
Give her the music. Give her the MacGyver music. Oh, Brooke, how good did it feel?
Oh, it's good. My whole life is just held together by cable tying.
And
Brooke,
have you got it fixed since or is there a chance your car's just going to career off the road at some point?
Oh, no, well, I sold it. Like
Good. Good on you, Brooke.
Did you disclose that when you sold it or you just hope they'd find out later?
For legal reasons, yeah.
Yeah, yes, of course. Imagine if someone said to you, just as you're signing over the transfer of ownership and it's held together by cable ties. Sorry?
Enjoy. Thank you.
Oh, it handles well. G'day, Rob.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. When did you MacGyver something?
So I went away on a Christmas holiday a couple of years ago and a mate's turbo hose blew up on his car. We found a bit of 2-inch galvanised fence post, like the ones that they use on the cyclone fences.
Yes.
Cut a short piece of that down, pushed it in his turbo hose and held it together with some of the fencing more.
Wow, Rob.
I don't think I really understood any of that,
I'm
but
very
give him
impressed.
The music. Give him the music.
Yeah. And what did you do with that car, Rob? Sell it as well?
No, we actually had parts come up a couple of days later, but that got us out of the trouble while we were sitting on the mountain in the bush.
Yeah. Rob, you're handy. Are you good? Are you good with all these type of stuff?
Well, my name's Rob, and most of my mates call me Bob the Builder.
I need a Rob, Bob the Builder in my life. Because any more follow-up questions?
No, I'm happy. Oh, yes, Pippa's got one.
I'd just like to say that Brooke, who called in before, whose car was held together by cable ties, will we say that she was driving a cable car?
Well,
that's
done.
Good stuff.
There we go.
That was worth it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. It's all thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how they get to net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
If you have a name that
have a name.
Hate having to tell people when they ask for your full name and you have to give it. And every time you're like, oh, I know the questions are going to follow, or the laughter, or the smirk, or the, is that your actual name? I want to hear from you, 131060, because I was talking to a friend the other day and it reminded when I had my colonoscopy and I was laying there waiting as everyone files in and then they lay you down and you go off in order. The guy next to me, I couldn't see him, but I could hear him.
But for a second, I thought they lay you down and you're all in the same room together.
And yes, just... you're all in a row and then they just go, fung, 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 fung.
You chat to the person next to you. How do you reckon this is going to go?
The most vulnerable moment in a colonoscopy, though, is when they're about to put you under, but they roll you on your side to do it. Because they're going to need to get up the backside, and it's always like, oh, as you roll onto your side, I know what's going to happen. But no, we were lying in their rooms
before
that point.
Of course you know
what's
going to happen. You're making a surprise.
But knowing what's going to happen and have someone roll you on your side,
don't tell
ready
me when.
To do the thing is just a lot. Anyway, before that part, we're all in separate rooms waiting for our turn.
Our turn. Oh, we're back at the theme
and
park.
And I heard the nurse say, Mr. Touche,
no.
to the lady next to me. And he goes, no, it's Touchat, like this.
Touchat.
He's getting a
Mr. Touche. And
he's having a colonoscopy. But I love the fact.
Touchat or not Touchat?
I love that she said, she obviously looked at it and it clearly must have been spelt like, I mean, I don't know. I tried to Google to see if there was the last name, Touchat, and how you'd spell it. But she's obviously seen it and thought, I'll put a little twist on it because I don't want to say it.
Class
he doesn't
it up
want
a
me
bit.
To say it. Yeah. So she was like, touche. And he's obviously heard it so many times that he was like, touche.
Which is good because she can go, oh, touche. So
but it just made me think that would happen touché. Every single yes. time he has to introduce himself.
Yes.
Does he say, I'm Mr. Touche?
Well, I used to be friends with a man and he used to say, I don't know if I can say this. He used to
say.
Do you
want to think about it and we'll do it up next?
Sure.
131060. If you've got a name like that that you hate having to say out loud, give us a call now.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon. And does your name make you just not want to say it?
Yeah. When I was having a colonoscopy, the guy next to me, the nurse came up and said, Mr. Touche, and he said, no, Touchat, like this. And I laughed so loudly, and I thought that man would say that all the time. It was funny that we were having a colonoscopy.
It's so funny.
But it must be so annoying for him. Michelle, do you have a name like that? Are you there, Michelle?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Do you have a name that's annoying that you have to say all the time?
Yes, Woodcock.
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 Is that, did you marry into that name or were you born with that name?
Unfortunately, married into it.
Oh.
I mean, surely... it Wood's better than. Anyway, Michelle, do you ever try and put a bit of pizzazz on it like Carrie said? Because I did know a man and he would introduce himself as Glasgow, he would say.
Okay.
And his any of his friends with him would go, it's Glasgow, mate. It's just Glasgow.
Like the suburb in WA,
Coburn.
That's Coburn, but it's Cockburn. Yes. Michelle, did you consider at any point not marrying into that family because of it?
I did afterwards.
Could he have taken your name?
My maiden name was French, so I'm a French woodcock.
I love it, Michelle. I love it.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Heard it all.
We've got Milosh. G'day, Milosh.
G'day.
How are you? I'm good. I'm good.
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good. Tell us about your name.
Yeah, well, my nickname is Nicky. Most of the time people say, how'd you get Nicky from Milosh? But my full name's worse.
Yeah.
It's Milosh Russell Georgievich O'Donoghue.
Russell Georgievich O'Donoghue? Was it O'Donoghue at the end?
Why did you go Irish?
Irish was the last time, but the rest is Serbian.
Mick, give it to us one more time.
Because it broke up a little bit. Can you give it to us slowly again?
That's right. Milos Russell Georgievic.
Have a go, Gary.
I don't know
have
what
a go.
He said. No.
Have a go.
I feel like I'll get it wrong.
Have
and
a go.
I'll offend somebody.
Gary, have a go.
Get me cancelled.
Gary, have a go. Have a go.
No,
no. Have a shot. Just have
nope.
a shot.
Nope.
Have a shot.
Karina.
Hello.
Hi, Karina. What's your name that you hate to have to say?
Oh, it's not. I've loved my name because there's a lot of pride attached to it, but it's very embarrassing. So my surname is Porner.
And why is that embarrassing?
No one puts porno in the corner.
You can't change that. Like, people sometimes go, oh, is it Payuna? And I'm like, no, don't change it up. It's porno. Like, that's it. I got, you know, Karina Porn Star my whole life, Karina Porno. Yeah, good one. I'm still getting it. I'm 35.
Like, I love how you say, though, there's a whole sense of pride attached to it.
Like, there is. Like, there's only three of us in the whole of Australia. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, so, I've seen more.
Carrie and Tommy. Around the country from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, mums. If you're feeling a little tired and stressed out.
I hear you, sister.
I think you would all do with a nice little dose of Shetty Time.
Carrie Bickmore's about to get Shetty. It's Shet o'clock. You've got to be shetting me. It's Shetty Time.
It's the mum edition, though. The jokes online that the mums find funny, but nobody else finds funny. But us mums, oh, we lol.
Are they about men being a bit
lots
useless?
Of love.
Do you need me to change up my Shetty Time?
Nah, you can still go Shetty Time.
Okay.
Okay, first one. I keep hearing it takes
Why
a
Why
bit...
didn't you let me do it?
I'm sorry.
You can still do it, but yeah. Shut
I get
up.
It doesn't come at the end.
Shetty Time.
I keep hearing it takes a village to raise a child. Do they just turn up? Is there a number I call?
Oh, mum's doing their thigh slap.
Has he got Pippa, the other mum?
Where's the village?
Where's the village?
Oh, where's the village?
Oh, repeat it again.
Where's the village? But is there a number? Oh, villagers don't have a number.
Silly duffers.
Okay. Oh. My husband asked
why?
Me.
Why?
Sorry.
Don't. Shetty Time.
My husband asked me why I spoke so softly in their house. I said I was afraid Mark Zuckerberg was listening. He laughed. I laughed. Alexa laughed. Siri laughed.
That's not. Hang on. Sorry, Gary. That's not even a. That's not even a mum one.
What do you mean? Pip. Why are you like?
That's not good. No, Pip's only.
That's
what,
funny.
No, you know what, Gary?
Because they're all listening.
Yeah. Oh, where's the village? Where is it though?
Okay.
Gary, do you think it's because Pip's only got one kid? Do you think that's further down the mum? Because
no,
I think
I don't
that
think
more
that was
is
a mum
forward into an old technology joke.
Yeah, I think that's what that is. These ones aren't so funny. They're just mum stuff I saw.
Are you going to do the first two again?
No. I've got more for you, but they're not funny. They're more heartfelt.
Why so, did you say it with such anger? They're heartfelt. Okay? Shetty Time.
I need a hug.
Oh, yep, that is heartfelt. That's just a desperate
not
plea
the
from
regular
Gary.
2 second hug. The warm sunset.
I thought these ones weren't funny.
I don't know. Are you having a breakdown?
The body crushing, I see you kind of hug. The type that leaves you feeling a
oh,
10
no,
times lighter than
you're crying.
The type that fixes the cracks in your bones, the bruises in your heart, the kind that whispers, it's all right, I'm here, I understand, and I'm not letting go. That's the kind of hug I need.
And is that Siri saying that?
It's Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, who's listening again?
He Where's has the been village, training a lot.
Where's the village?
Okay, back to a funny one. Mum's behaving badly. No. Oh, sorry.
Shetty Time.
The book we really needed was What to Expect 17 Years After You Were Expecting. Get it? Because the book's called What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Yeah.
But it's when they're teenagers. It's tricky. But isn't Where's
that
30, the book then?
Isn't that 13 years?
What?
Yeah, but nah, isn't 17, they're pretty much gone.
Yeah, I thought you'd be out of your house.
No, nah, 17's about, peak, the like they want him to go out late, starting to drink, you know.
Oh, you true. Haven't even got a 17-year-old.
No, but I'm...
Ready for ready it. For it.
Where's the village?
Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, what amazing news for our BFF, Ray. The beautiful Ray, who we got to meet just last month. Well, I mean, I did hog the time with her.
Hang on,
you got
this
to stand
is...
in the same room as her and talk to her dad.
Yes, I did. So, just to clarify, this is Ray, the multi-nominated musician and not the cab driver from London who dressed up as Elton John
for us. No, it is Ray, who is now a Brit Award winner. She has won Album of the Year for My 21st Century Blues at the Brit Award. She also won Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist, R&B Act, Songwriter of the Year, and International Artist of the Year. Oh, no, that was SZA coming to Australia next month. She didn't get that one. But good on you, SZA.
What did she get, 7 or something?
She got 6, which puts her on par with Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bowie, Phil Collins and Oasis. The only person who's gotten more than that is Robbie Williams at 13. But if you think about, I think it was only 3 years ago, she was like lost at sea without a major label.
Yes.
She'd been absolutely stuffed around, and then she went ahead and did what she wanted to do, made the music she wanted to make, and now she's just won 6
but also,
Brit Awards.
It's amazing. And I know I'm asking you for a fact that potentially you don't have in front of you, but Robbie's 13 would have been over years. Is this the most anyone's ever won in 1 year? Because I know she had the most nominations that anyone had ever had.
That is a good. I will let you know at the end of Back to Back to Back. Do you want to hear a bit of her herself winning though?
Yeah.
No, I'll bring that to you as well at the end of Back to Back to Back.
So
I might have to go find it.
I can't just Google. I'll wait
3 minutes. Enjoy some tunes and then I'll get a bit of her winning up next.
Okay. Phone's down.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6 for your Monday arvo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Back at the beginning of Back to Back, we played a bit of Ray escapism because she has dominated the Brit Awards. She won 6 in one night to put her on par with 6 in total by Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bowie, Phil Collins and Oasis. But you said it's the most anyone's won in one night. And only artists who have previously...
You had 20 minutes for this. And you told me to wait and
she
not Google
it. She got 6 in one night. Before that, artists have only managed to get 4 in one night, and that was Harry Styles, Adele and Blur. So she has absolutely
smashed it.
This was her winning.
You just don't understand what this means to me. I want to thank my grandma for her prayers. All I ever wanted to be was an artist. And now I'm an artist with an Album of the Year!
So cute.
She's very cute.
She's, are you crying?
No, just got
she's
me
hungover. Anyway, now let's do this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
I wonder if we looked back over the years how often you are crying on a Monday.
Oh, let's not dig down. I don't reckon that's a today job.
Yes, can you get on to that tomorrow?
I'm just happy to see you guys.
I want to tell you about...
I've missed you.
Have you heard of Digital Nomads?
I haven't finished how I've been pining over you guys all weekend.
We don't care. Have you heard about Digital Nomads?
I come in here my souls. You're wonderful. Look at you guys' little face over there. Look at his little Greek face. It's so cute. Isn't it?
Okay, do all of us like that.
Okay, you got EY with his cute little Greek face, and you got Jesse with his little bits of stubble, and you got Pippa with her little bits of stubble.
This is a tricky game. Anyway, do you know
you
about
Digital Nomads? Sammy with his concussion. And you've got Georgia. Look at Georgia.
Yeah, what are you to say about Georgia?
She's got earrings on.
And she's streaks.
She's got little streaks like Rogue out of the X-Men.
Is their proper name.
Okay, guys, this has derailed my segment. I wanted to tell you about Digital Nomads. Because there's one called German teenager Lassie Stolle. And he has spent the last 18 months not having a home, but riding on the trains. He's known as a trains squatter. He travels 600 miles a day throughout Germany. He travels first class. He sleeps on the night trains, has breakfast in lounges, takes showers in public swimming pools and leisure centres, all using his unlimited annual rail card. He said that he decided when he finished school, he was like, he didn't need to be anywhere. He's a programmer. So all he needs is his laptop and his noise cancelling headphones. And he works all day traveling the countryside of Germany on the trains and finds ways to sleep on them at night. $16,000 a year is all it costs him. That's all. He doesn't have to pay rent because he uses his travel card and he sees the country.
Sorry, I would have thought $16,000 is heaps.
Not really. If you think about like food, that's for food, rent, everything.
Oh, that's not just
all
his
it costs him. No, that's what it costs him to live a life as a train squatter.
That's what it costs him to be homeless.
No, he's deliberately doing that. He's got a home. He could be with his parents, but he's choosing to go do that deliberately. He has a job and everything. I told you, he's a programmer.
Are you? Yeah, great.
Anyway.
So what are we encouraging just, it? Are we saying?
He said he's getting a bit tired of waking up somewhere different every day.
Yeah.
I would have thought he got a bit tired of waking up on a train every day.
But different parts of Germany. One moment you've been in the Alps, the next moment you're down by the water.
No, but all the moments you're on a train. You know what I mean?
No, but he gets off the train. He goes to the leisure centres and the pools and stuff.
To shower.
I think it sounds actually quite nice. Finally, I want to tell you about Billie Eilish.
Are you joking?
I love trains.
Here's the thing, because
I absolutely love trains.
I can't wait till we do a trip to Europe so you can ride a train for a year.
I rode them from Switzerland to Austria. It was just so beautiful.
You lived on them, did you?
Nah, just for a couple of hours. I was going to do the overnighter. I was like, I don't want to wake up on a
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.